Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Tom Borg is here. Tom is back. I know. I'm excited, too. Tom is the president of Tom Borg Consulting. You get the picture. He's a major small business consultant. He's a trainer consultant helping small business owners put their best foot forward. He's been doing that now for a long time, and he's our good friend, Tom Borg. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Good to have you back. So, mistakes small business owners make. Now, There are two kinds of mistakes small business owners make. Two classes. One is the kind that holds you back, and the other is the kind that takes you down. I think we should differentiate, don't you think? Because You can do so. I know you've got a list of 13 things here. Some of these will hold you back, and some of them will take you down. And what do you think? What do you think about that distinction?
I think it's good. That's a very good distinction.
So, for example, if you talk about taking a late lunch, late lunches, is that do you mean going to lunch late or coming back late?
I'd say going. What I mean by that is coming back late.
And you go coming to lunch, back late. Like a three martini lunch or something like that, right?
Yeah, you go at your usual time, but the people start to wonder in the office, where's he? Where's he at? Where's she at? When's she coming back in here? We've got the phone ring.
Do you see that? Have you seen that in your career? Have you seen people doing this?
Too often, Jim.
For me, well, of course, it depends on what's going on. But when I was trying to get my business out of the ground, when I didn't know if I was going to make it, which a whole lot of small business owners are there right now. I was afraid to leave for lunch, let alone stay gone too long for lunch. What do you think?
Good point. Exactly. You're trying to make things happen, and you're doing everything possible, and you're going the extra mile. So that's a great.
Well, if you're having lunch with a prospect or a customer, and you're doing customer care, you're doing prospecting, and it takes and you have to and you're gone an extra hour. That's not the same thing, is it? You're talking about, you know, the people I know who make this mistake, when it is a mistake. Are the people who don't really enjoy being in their business?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that people they're looking for any excuse not to be in their business? Well, I think when it gets to that level, that's an existential thing going on there. I don't think you're going to make it once you get to that point. What do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. Now, back to the concept: if you're going to be late, if you're running a little late because you're with a client, hey, just call the office, let them know. That's a little bit of good common sense, so that they know they can share with whoever calls in that you'll be back at a certain time, and it gives them an opportunity to be able to run what you're expecting them to do in their part of the business that they're performing.
Well, also, with all the communication capability we have these days, make sure somebody in the organization knows, obviously they would know how to get in touch with you, but to know when and under what circumstances to interrupt you, for example. You know,
exactly.
if there's, you know, hey, boss, I know you're having lunch, but you probably need to know about this before you get back.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good example of some real trust with that person that you've delegated that responsibility to keep you informed of what you need to know when you're not there.
Do you know small business owners who come to work late?
Yes, unfortunately.
Are these people who've got it made and their businesses are running pretty good without them, and they've earned the right to come in later? These people who haven't earned the right yet?
Jim, they're working hard. I think they just have some personal time management issues, and sometimes that gets in the way of getting work on time.
Right.
And at the same time, it holds people back when they're waiting for that individual to walk through the door to started with whatever it is they were starting on.
Right. You know, I think the organization doesn't need to know that you're absolutely positively not going to be there till 9:30 every day. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a good thing, do you?
I agree.
They need to wonder when you're going to pop in, don't they?
Well, that helps. Again, that comes back to delegation and how well do you have your people in place that they're able to operate autonomously without you being there. So, again, that's against the grain of anyone that is the real micromanager. But at the same time, if you want your organization to run properly, you need to make sure that people are trained and then you delegate it properly and do what you say you're going to do. And, yes, you do need to have a little flexibility on both ends of that. But
right.
The key is to be open and honest.
The hardcore, dedicated small business owners I know turn the lights on, Tom, and they turn the lights off every day.
They do.
Every day.
They do.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, give us your website quickly, please.
That's TomBorgConsulting.com.
Check it out. B-O-R-G. Tom and I will be right back. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.